Hi, everybody. Just coming on live today, and I thought I'd come on with a word that the Lord had given me. He woken me up in the night with a word, and I thought I'd share that with you. Just wait for a couple people to pop on, and I hope that you all are having a blessed week. I am here. Just put up my Christmas tree and haven't started Christmas shopping. I'm a little bit behind, I guess. I'm not sure. So, hi. Welcome. Welcome. I am going to give a word today that the Lord has given me. Hi, Sherry. How are you? It's good to see you. I'm just coming on because the Lord had given me a word, and I want to release it. And hopefully you're blessed by the word. And we'll start from there. I'm a little bit nervous because I'm new to this and I've done a few here and there, but I got to overcome my fears and keep moving forward, right? So I'm just going to wait a couple minutes, Sherry, to see if anybody else comes on. And if they do, then I'll continue to move forward. Sherry, have you finished putting up your Christmas decorations? Are you still at it? Are you done? Did you finish Christmas shopping? I have not started, so I have a lot to do, I think. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thanks, Sherry. Thank you. Keep me in prayer. Okay, so Father God, I invite you here. I invite you here, Holy Spirit. I invite you here today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this time. I thank you for this time that we can gather together, Lord. I thank you for the message that you have to give today, Lord. And I just ask that you would have your way, Lord. You would have your way on this live, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hi, Terrence. How are you? Hi, Russell. How are you? Hi, everybody. Okay. So I'm going to start. I was woken up with the word peacemaker, and the Lord had given me a couple of days prior. He kept giving me the words, blessed are the peacemakers. And he also given me, he who without sin, let him cast the first stone. And a couple of days later, I was like, oh, do I go on live? Because I'm trying to overcome going on live and doing live broadcasts because I have a fear. I don't like public speaking. I never liked public speaking. I was in college and I dropped out of public speaking. So this is a fear I have to overcome. And I just ask that you would all bear with me if I have some ums in there or I get a little tongue-tied or whatever. So I just ask that you just pray for me. And so I can release this word to you and what God has to say. So let me go back again. So 2 days ago, the Lord had given, or 2 days prior to the Lord giving me the word peacemaker, he had told me two scripture verses. One was, blessed are the peacemakers. And he also said, he who is out sin, let him cast the first stone. Now I said, okay, God, why are you giving this to me? And when God speaks to me, he shows me things over and over and over again. Now that I'm starting to do these lives, he's showing me the words will come in different places. Maybe I'll see it on Facebook, or I'll see it on the street, or I'll see it on the license plate. So he had shown me the word Mary Magdalene. I said, okay, God, what are you trying to say? And for me, I love the Lord, and I carry his heart deeply. So when I come on and I give my prophetic word, I seek the Lord and I wait on his heart, and I won't give anything until I know I'm to release it. But usually when I sit down with the Lord, I can feel his love come for the people he wants me to give a message to, and I just break down in tears. So I want you to understand that when I seek the Lord with his heart and mind for you. So I asked the Lord, okay, Lord, what are you trying to tell me? Hi, Jacqueline, how are you? So I said, what are you trying to tell me, Lord? So what he was saying is that the Pharisees wanted to stone Mary Magdalene, okay? But God had forgiven her of her sins. So the Pharisees came in, they said, she was in adultery. So they wanted to stone her, and they wanted her dead, because that was the custom. If you committed adultery, they were gonna stone you. But the thing about God is that he's so loving and he's so kind, and not only did he forgive Mary Magdalene, he didn't want the Pharisees to commit murder either. So even though that they had something against her, they wanted to come against her and stone her for her life, we're all sinners. We all fall short and we all sin. But the Pharisees were sinners too. And they wanted to stone her, but God was saying, no, I love them too. I don't want them to sin. I don't want them to kill this woman. So now if you go back to the story of Mary Magdalene, Mary Magdalene poured out her love to him. She didn't say a word to Jesus. She knew that he was in the room with her, and she went down to his feet. She went to his feet because she poured out her love for him. All that she had, everything that she owned, she poured it at his feet. Now, I said, Lord, what is it that you want to say? He says, I want you to give them my heart. I want you to show them my heart. This is, so 7 years ago, this is what the Lord did to me. I was desperate. I was desperate to know God's love. And I was taken away from my family. I was uprooted and moved to a different state. And I didn't know where I was going. So I went from New Jersey, and the Lord relocated us to North Carolina. And now when I had to leave my family, I had to leave everything I known, even though where I lived in New Jersey wasn't where I wanted to be, because so many bad things were happening in New Jersey for me and my family. And then God finally says, no, I'm going to move them now to North Carolina. So my husband already had gone on before me. And I'm not ignoring anybody. I say, hi, blessings to you all. I just want to get the message out. So just flow with the Holy Spirit. But I thank you for coming to and on and listening. So the day of that I'm supposed to leave from North Carolina, from New Jersey to North Carolina, I got in the car and I packed my kids. And we left around 3 o'clock. And now New Jersey is very difficult. It's a very small state and it's very packed. So there's constantly traffic. So what happened was the Lord strategically told me what highway to go on, what lane to go in, so that I would miss the traffic. Okay, because it could literally take you. It takes you to get from New Jersey, where I lived, from New Jersey to North Carolina, it takes about eight and a half hours, okay? But then I would have to go through Washington, D.C., which could add more hours to my time. But the Lord strategically gave me a lane to go in, told me where to go, and so I did that. And on our way from New Jersey to North Carolina, there was fireworks at night. It was like a celebration. It was a celebration for me because I was leaving New Jersey, which was, was like hell to me because I went through so much turmoil, so much heartache, so much pain. And we were leaving New Jersey to North Carolina, and there was fireworks as we're going on this highway. So now, as I left New Jersey, I had like this fear, this apprehension of, oh my gosh, where am I going? Where am I going? What's happening? You know, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this. But as I kept going and as I kept doing it, as I kept driving, it got easier and easier. And I felt the joy. The joy of the Lord came on me. Even though I was leaving my past behind, I was moving forward into my future. So let me go back to where I was. When we got to North Carolina, this is where the God started to move in my life, because I would spend hours in his presence. Just like Mary Magdalene, she poured out everything she had. She didn't have to say a word. All she did was get on her knees and pour out her love to him. My message for you today is that God wants to take you deeper. God wants to take you deeper in his love, because there's so much to God's love. If he can do this for me, he can do this for you. There is pain so deep in many, many of you that are even listening or going to listen later on that you're not even aware of, that you don't even realize. Now, Mary Magdalene, she didn't have to say a word to him. She got on her knees and she cried out to the Lord, and she wiped her hair on his feet, because she loved him and she knew that she could rescue him, and she knew that he could deliver her. And he did, and he set her free. He set her free from her sins. God wants to pull some of you out today from your own sins. God wants to set you free and take you deeper into his love. because he loves you so much. His love is so pure. His love is holy. His love is kind. He's sweet. He's a loving God. When I got on my knees, I didn't know everything that I was dealing with. I thought I was fine. I was perfectly fine. Yeah, I had hurt, but I didn't know everything, the hurt that I was carrying. So I couldn't say, oh God, please forgive me of cheating. Please forgive me of lying. I didn't know. I didn't even have to go and say that. I just had to get on my knees, and say, God, help me. God, help me. And he did. And he did. This is his love that he has for you. This is his love that he wants to bring to you, to set you free, to heal you, to take you deeper, because there's so many depths of God's love. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for pouring out your Spirit on your ones today, Lord God. I ask, Father God, that you would set them free, Father God. I ask that you would take them deeper in your love, Lord God, because there's more than just to say, oh yes, I have Jesus. I love Jesus. He loves me. But there's no God. There's so much more of you, God. Father God, I just ask right now that you would take them deeper, God. Take them deeper into your love, Lord God. Pour out your Spirit upon them, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for what you've done for me, God, that you will do it to them, Lord God. You would do it for them, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, and I praise your mighty name, oh God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm just going to just pray in the Spirit a little bit, okay? Asa kurado sharamiando kurado sharamiandai. Isa katarariando kurado shakatarariando kriyanda 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 hai. I just keep hearing him say, there's so much more of me. There's so much more of me. It's like a level upon a level upon a level upon a level. If you ever, like, I'm looking at, like, I don't know if it's a fatty cell. I'm looking like at a cell in our body. It's like and it's like, I can see this square, and there's like layers upon layers upon layers of our skin. It's our skin, like our skin cells, I guess. Maybe that's what it is. But I can see the layers, the intricacies, the small details of Jesus. There's just so much more of him. So I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I hear for someone now. I hear for somebody now. God is just saying, just cry out to him. Cry out to him. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Yes, that's what I did. I cried out to him. I didn't even know what it was that was within me, but he burned away. He burned away all the dross. He took away all the pain. He took away all the heartache because I ran into his arms. I ran at his feet. And I did this for days. And I'm not going to tell you days. I did this for weeks. I did this for months. And I did this for years. Daily, I would sit down at his feet. And I'm not kidding you. It was years that I would be at his feet. Years that I would be at his feet. That he had to take me deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And he wants to take you deeper. He wants to take you deeper today. He wants to take you deeper tomorrow. He wants to take you deeper in the next months, the years. There's so much of him. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Sherry, I hear the Lord, you're going to triumph. You're going to triumph, Sherry. I don't know what you're facing, but I hear the Lord saying you're going to triumph. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Marianne, I hear some big things are coming ahead of you. Some big things are coming for you. I thank you, Lord. Oh, sharamiando kurado, sharamiando kredianda hai. Ita ta taradiando kurado, sharamiando kredianda 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 hai. Isa kurodosha, isa katarodosha. I also see someone even playing tug of war. They're playing tug of war with the Lord, where the Lord is saying, nope, I'm pulling you this way, but you keep pulling back. You're resisting on the Lord, and he's saying, no more, no more. Stop resisting me. So once you stop resisting him, when you play tug of war with a bunch of people, and you let the rope go, and all those people start going, whoa, and they all fall back. So I see that. I see that. You're playing tug of war with the Lord, and once you let loose of that rope, you're going to fall back. You're going to fall back, and you're going to fall back into his arms, because that's where he wants you. That's where he wants you. That's where you're meant to be. That's where you're supposed to stay. That's where you're supposed to dwell. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, shakorodo sharamianda hai. Inanakatarado sharamianda karadianda 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 hai. Isakotododo sharababo 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 sharababo. I'm hearing the word ribbon. I don't know why I'm hearing the word ribbon or robin. Asakorodo sharamianda korodo sharababo 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 sharababo. I kasharian dagrian 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 dagai. Isa korodosha. What is it, Father God, about the ribbon of Robin? Isha korodosha. Rababo. Sharababo. Sharababosha. Isa katarian dagrian dagrian. Let loose. Let loose. Let loose. Let loose. Ah, katototorodo. Sharababo. 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 Sharababosha. I thank you, God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Ah, shokorodo. Sharababosha. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Father. Yes, Russell. Thank you, God, for your amazing love for your children. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. There's no one like you, Lord. There's no one like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm going to go back to the peacemaker. A peacemaker is someone who reconciles people back to God. A peacemaker is someone who brings, who builds bridges between unbelievers and God's the ministry of reconciliation. They're also, they warn those who are idle and disruptive and discouraging people from being vindictive with one another, right? So what happened with the Pharisees? What did they do? They wanted to get even. They wanted to come and they wanted to attack her, right? Where God's saying, no, I want you to love. I want you to love. I want you to love people. I don't want you to attack them. I want you to love them. You may have something against them, but I want you to love them. Love them anyhow. Love them anyhow. Love them anyhow. Oh, sakorodo sharamianda karadianda 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 karadianda. Hi, I thank you, God, for today. Father God, I thank you for this broadcast, Lord God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you that you're going to move, Father God. I thank you that you move today, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that we are nothing without you, Lord God. So I thank you, Jesus, for your love. I thank you for your all-consuming love, oh God. I'm actually feeling heat. I'm actually feeling the fire of God. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God. Father God, I ask that you would release your fire, God. Release your fire. That's the one thing that I went to the Lord with. I said, burn up, Father God, what does not belong within me, God. Burn it up, God. Burn it up, God. That anything that is not like you, God, I ask that you would burn it up, Jesus. That's what we have to tell him. Burn it up, Jesus. Anything that is not of you, God, burn it up. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God. She's actually telling me to release the fire. So I release the fire of God. I release the fire of God. I release your fire in Jesus' name. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for these ones that are listening today and are going to listen to me today, Father God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. You're going to pour out a blessing upon them, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God bless you. That is all that I have for today. Again, I'm getting used to it, so I just ask that you would bear with me if you come on again and listen to me, or when you come on again and listen to me, and just continue to go to the Lord. Can it continue to go to the Lord? Go to the Lord. He's going to burn up. He's going to burn up what doesn't belong, because we want to become more like Jesus. We want to become more like Jesus. We want to love Jesus. The one thing I asked, Lord, I said, God, let me be a minister of flame of fire. I want to be a minister of flaming fire, Father God, because I want your people to be, I want the people of God to be reconciled back to Christ. I want them to come to know who the heights and depths of God's love. This is what he wants. This is what he desires. So I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for your people. God bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Sherry. I'll see you guys again soon. God bless. Bye-bye.